Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday gave what he says is the first of four State of the State speeches in which he says fighting the COVID-19 pandemic will be the top priority. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo gave his speech from the War Room in the state capitol, an ornate lobby with murals memorializing New York's military battles. He says the number one priority in 2021 is fighting and defeating a disease that has sickened over a million New Yorkers and killed over 39,000.
The War Room is fitting because we are at war, a war that began early last year when we were ambushed by the COVID virus, and a war that continues today.
Cuomo says he will also focus on turning around what he says is a short-term economic crisis caused by pandemic-related shutdowns and planning for an economic resurgence. The governor says he's also focusing on getting the limited supply of vaccines out faster. So far, the rollout has been uneven. Registration for New Yorkers over the age of 75, who are included in the next group eligible for the vaccine, began at 8 a.m. Monday, but some providers listed on the state health department's website said they were not going to be giving out vaccines, and other links or phone numbers were dead ends. The governor says he's working with Cornell University and Northwell Health to form what he calls a new public health corps to help speed up vaccinations.
We will hire 1,000 health corps fellows who agree to serve for 1 year.
Cuomo blames the federal government for not getting enough vaccines to the state more quickly. The governor also continued his call for Washington to deliver a bailout package for states hard hit by the pandemic. Cuomo said he's been more hopeful that President-elect Joe Biden, once he's inaugurated, and the newly Democratic-led Congress will provide aid to help New York close its $15 billion deficit. The governor says if federal help doesn't come before the state budget is due in April, he'll have to take extraordinary and negative measures, including cutting school aid by 20% and making deep health cuts in the midst of a pandemic. And he continues to warn that proposals by many Democratic lawmakers to raise income taxes on the wealthy won't bring in enough to close the gap.
If we raise taxes to the highest income tax rate in the nation, on all income over $1 million, billionaires, multimillionaires, millionaires, any income over $1 million, we would only raise $1.5 billion.
Democratic Senate Leader Andrea Stork-Cousins says she believes that given the state's growing income inequality and its impacts, it's necessary to change New York's tax structure. She also says the governor's estimate that $1.5 billion could be raised from the wealthy is too low, and that a more comprehensive restructuring of the state system could yield more revenue.
We're more than willing to look at taxing millionaires and billionaires because, again, we need to rebuild our economy. We can't just wait for Washington. I don't know what they're going to do.
Senate Republican Minority Leader Robert Ort says he found a lot to agree with in the Democratic governor's speech, including proposals to expand broadband to underserved areas. And he says he concurs with the governor's reluctance to impose new taxes on the wealthy.
This has the potential, at a critical time for our economy, when you want people investing here, you want people coming to New York, you want these folks hiring folks, there's a potential this could have the reverse effect.
Cuomo announced earlier that he will propose legalizing the adult recreational use of marijuana in the state budget, an idea long supported by Democrats in the legislature. Ort is not ruling out Republican support of the proposal, but he and other GOP senators will need to see the details first. The governor is expected to deliver three more speeches this week, laying out more of his plans for the year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.